Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. Police are asking for help to find a 74-year-old man missing from Nambucca Heads. Kenneth White was last seen on Short Street shortly after 4 p.m. yesterday, and there are concerns for his welfare because he lives with dementia. He's of Caucasian appearance, about 5'11", with a medium build and balding light brown grey hair. He was last seen wearing a black jacket and blue shorts. A reminder, double demerits are now in force, with police targeting speeding, mobile phones and drink and drug driving this long weekend. And prepare for delays at the usual bottlenecks on the Pacific Highway, including coughs, as holidaymakers hit the road. Transport for New South Wales spokesperson Roger Weeks says they'll be keeping a closer eye on things this year.
Well, for the first time this Easter long weekend, we're going to be using drone technology. That's going to give us eyes in the sky to monitor the network in places where we don't have cameras.
Another milestone for the new Observatory and Science Centre in Port Macquarie today, with the new telescope dome set to be lifted into place and installed this afternoon. The new centre will replace the current facility, which is more than 60 years old. And the very first Hastings River Oyster Festival set to take over Port Macquarie's North Shore on Saturday. The event at Kangaroo Park boasting something for everyone, from food trucks to beer, wine and entertainment. Spokesperson Kerry Fox says it's the perfect time of year to support our local oyster farmers.
The oysters are in great condition at this time of year, and it's also towards the end of the season as well, when things start to quieten down and the winter comes, and so the guys are obviously not as busy.
With Port Macquarie Ironman just over a month away, there's been a change to the run course for this year. Organisers have been working towards not using the break wall due to the planned repair project, which was initially expected to be underway by now. However, with those works now delayed, they've made the decision to re-include the break wall in the course while also making use of a new path through Coolumbung Creek Nature Park.